This is TWiT.
Looks like Mario the Plumber and Pokemon are finally being dragged, kicking and screaming into the smartphone world. Today, Nintendo announced a joint venture with Japanese company DNA to create new smartphone and tablet games using their most popular characters. Joining us to talk about Nintendo's announcement and a few other gaming stories is Chelsea Stark, games editor for Mashable. Welcome, Chelsea.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So tell us more about the Nintendo announcement today.
Well, Nintendo, you know, after saying for years and years, no, please, we don't want to put any of our games on mobile. We're going to keep Mario locked into the Wii U, into 3DS, and whatever iteration of those they're come up with. They've decided to backtrack on that statement and partner up with DNA, which is a primarily Japanese and, you know, Eastern-facing mobile company. They don't really have a lot of big hits here in the West. And it's really exciting because I guess they're going to be kind of sharing resources. Nintendo is going to be taking care of all the game development. And they said, which was not very clear entirely, that DNA is going to handle all the technology side of this.
Huh. So were you expecting this or was it a surprise?
No, it was totally a surprise. Nobody knew that this press conference was going to happen at 4 a.m. Eastern time. And this was something that was, you know, Nintendo has been so adamant. And even when they were starting to change their stance and say, hey, maybe we'll make mobile apps, nobody expected them to make a mobile game partnership. There's certainly been hints that they're trying to toy with different business models. Like, for instance, on the 3DS, now we've seen a couple free-to-play titles like Pokemon Shuffle, which is very, very similar to Candy Crush, like in that you have lives and you have levels and you have, it's a match three game. You know, so it was like, okay, well, they're toying with different business models, but where does that lead? Because you still have to have a separate piece of $200 hardware that's not a phone that you use every day.
Right. So why were they so reluctant to put games on phones?
I think Nintendo's most valuable asset right now is its characters. And it's, you know, we have Zelda, Legend of Zelda, we have Mario, we have Donkey Kong, like these franchises are things that people have grown up with, people are very attached to, and Nintendo knows that its biggest strength is that back catalog of games, that IP. And I think they, for the longest time, thought that they would kind of dilute their product by putting it onto mobile. And to be fair, like, there's been instances where product has been diluted, but I think that's also from poor development. I mean, look at Sonic the Hedgehog now. You know, he's not really exactly the same kind of flagship figure that he used to be.
Right. So do you think that they see more money in mobile gaming, like more ways to make money in in-app purchases, that kind of thing? Do you think that's the change?
I think, I mean, there must be money. Obviously it's money related, but you know, that they see that interest in free-to-play models. And free-to-play doesn't necessarily have to be, it can be painful, it can be done poorly, but maybe it doesn't have to be, maybe it can be done well. But even President Satoru Iwata said he doesn't want to see a lot of in-app purchases, you know, gating these experiences.